The amount of rubbish in our oceans has become a major issue. According to the World Economic Forum, unless things change by 2050, the oceans are expected to contain more plastics than fish. At present, there are five areas of the world where ocean currents concentrate the plastics into huge floating rubbish piles. The largest of these is the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, estimated to contain around 1.8 trillion pieces of plastic. Tim Brown took a closer look at some of the solutions being implemented to tackle the problem.
Tomorrow will mark the beginning of the largest ever cleanup and removal of plastic from the Pacific Ocean. The Ocean Cleanup, a non-profit organisation based in Holland, plans to launch its beta cleanup system into the ocean on Saturday. The beta system is a giant 600-metre-long tube designed to collect the rubbish from the ocean's surface. It will be towed by a tugboat almost 1,000 nautical miles from California to the location of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is located between Hawaii and California and is an area of floating plastic waste that is twice the size of Texas. The Ocean Cleanup plans to monitor the performance of the beta system and have an improved fleet of more than 60 units skimming the ocean for plastic in about a year and a half. The ultimate goal of the project, founded by Dutch inventor Boyan Slat, is to clean up 50% of the patch in 5 years, with a 90% reduction by 2040. Heidi Taylor, the managing director and co-founder of Tangaroa Blue, an Australian not-for-profit organisation dedicated to the removal and prevention of marine debris, says the Ocean Cleanup initiative is commendable, but more needs to be done to tackle the source of waste and not just clean it up.
I think it's amazing that there's been this much investment in something to try and tackle marine debris and ocean pollution. I just think it's too far down the track as far as dealing with the issue. This stuff has started, majority of it on land. It's entered into a river or a creek. It's ended up in the ocean. It's dispersed across the whole of the ocean. And then we're going to stick a boom out there to potentially capture some of it. So I would like to see, you know, something like that actually sitting in front of the 10, you know, most polluting rivers in the world and capturing it before this debris disperses, or find more at-source solutions.
Heidi says there are simple things that as consumers we can all do to help reduce waste at the source. But she says companies also need to do their part.
Look, I think the first thing is that we need to start consuming with care a little bit more. So we need to start shifting, you know, where we put out our dollars. The first things that we can cut out really easily are single-use plastics. So, you know, taking your own water bottle, taking your own cutlery with you, your own coffee cup, things like that reduce the need for single-use items that people use every single day. And if you think about the volume that you would create in a year, it's quite phenomenal. So that's the easy thing straight away. The second thing we need to think about is flipping the waste hierarchy on its head. We have a thought that recycling makes everything okay. As long as we put it in the recycle bin, it actually doesn't matter how much waste we create. So we need to start thinking about refusing and reducing and reusing what we have. And they should be the golden way of fixing this problem and not just relying on recycling, because recycling is actually not solving this problem at all. But we also need to tackle it from a way of extended producer responsibility. So why is it okay that a big company can sell a product to a community where that community has no way to deal with the waste that it's creating?
Eva McKinley is the founder and CEO of The Last Straw, a campaign to reduce the use of plastic straws in venues around Australia. She says there are some great examples of businesses helping to reduce the use of single-use plastics at the source.
The Responsible Cafes movements, they have been responsible for completely changing the way that people think about disposable coffee cups, which of course are plastic lined and have plastic lids. And so they've seen a groundswell of around 4,000 cafes around the country come on board and start to offer discounts for people that bring their own coffee cup. One of the really big things that's taken off recently is the pasta straw. So just your average little bucatini that is now being used in drinks instead of being cooked up and served on a plate. And it's gone pretty viral over the last couple of months. So we've had a lot of businesses, instead of, you know, not serving straws or serving a biodegradable manufactured alternative, but just using pasta.
And that story was by Tim Brown.